You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today's devotion is for Wednesday of Holy Week. The reading is from John chapter 12, beginning in verse 27. Our Lord is speaking, and he says, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice came for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" So Jesus said to them, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." Here ends our reading. What is it about the death of Jesus that continues to attract people 2,000 years later? What is it about his life and ministry and death on a cross that continues to draw people's attention today? There is nothing inherently attractive about the cross. In Jesus' day, it was an instrument of torture. It was a death penalty designed to send a clear message to the surrounding world that Rome was in control. Stay in line, or the next one to die could be you. And so they did. And so it was. And so there was no attraction to the cross. The Apostle Paul speaks of the cross as a stumbling block. He said it was foolishness to the outside world. He said it would cause people to trip up and stumble and to fall. And it did. And it still does. There is something about the cross that repels more than attracts. Paul also said, "But nonetheless, we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Gentile world, but to those who are called and who are being saved, it is the power and wisdom of God. And so I decided," he said, "to preach nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." The apostle was right. The cross on its own has no attraction. There is nothing about a cross by itself that draws people at all. But when Jesus is on the cross, it does. When there is a deeper meaning and a life-giving purpose, then it will. So it was when God's only Son was lifted on the cross on Calvary. The deeper meaning became real. The life-giving purpose was offered to us. Our sins were forgiven. Our broken relationship with God was restored. The promise of life eternal was made real for us in Christ. "I, when I am lifted up from the earth," Jesus said, "will draw all people to myself." And so it is today. The cross continues to attract. And so it is for us. You and I continue to have life. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise you for the attraction you have given in the cross and for your willingness to allow your only Son to die that we might have life in him. Amen. For your action today, I would encourage you to make a list of the promises that are yours because of the death of Jesus. And then thank him for attracting and drawing you to to faith. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.